What loss of federal funding and tax-exempt status could mean for Harvard? For decades, Harvard University has remained atop many prestigious college rankings, alongside seven other Ivy League schools, Stanford, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the most elite, expensive, private, nonprofit institutions across the nation. If President Donald Trump succeeds in revoking its tax-exempt or federal grant eligibility status, which he has threatened to do on multiple occasions in the past month, the United States' oldest university, founded in 1636, could be on a very different list of schools ahead of its 400th birthday. It could join the University of Phoenix, Hillsdale College, the University of Austin, and Bob Jones University. Those institutions are among a few dozen post-secondary schools that, either currently or in the past, have operated without tax-exempt status or federal aid, according to their respective websites. Unlike Harvard, most of those schools have operated either as a business or as a conservative religious institution, and none is a major research center. They also lack multibillion-dollar endowments sponsored by wealthy alumni donors. Still, each of those institutions has a unique identity. The newest of them, the University of Austin in Texas, established in 2021, brands itself as an anti-woke institution with no political or religious affiliations. It is located in a small office, but plans to expand to a residential campus with continued help from wealthy donors. This institution operates with a nonprofit, tax-exempt status, but it does not receive public funding, according to its website. If we were mimicking the traditional model of higher ed, then yes, starting a new university would cost billions, its website states. But we're not doing that. Building a university from the ground up affords us the opportunity to re-examine the legacy practices of universities and dramatically slash the cost of university administration, ensuring funds are directed as much as possible to academics. UATX is developing a new financial model that reverses higher ed's bureaucratic bloat, improves student experience, and keeps fees to a minimum. Hillsdale College in Michigan, with an acceptance rate of 21%, is among the most competitive higher learning institutions that operate without government funding. The school played a role in the abolitionist movement in the 1860s and educated hundreds of Union soldiers. However, when forced to track student enrollment by race in the 1970s, school administrators resisted the federal mandate and have refused federal aid with strings attached ever since, according to the college's website. For years, the University of Phoenix was one of the United States' most reputable for-profit private universities, known especially for its Master of Business Administration program. University of Phoenix remains a for-profit university, but is in the process of finalizing an agreement with the University of Idaho to convert the institution to nonprofit status. But both schools remain independent. Bob Jones University has been in the news recently as an example of what could happen to Harvard. In the 1970s, the federal government revoked Bob Jones's tax-exempt status because of discriminatory admissions practices against Black applicants who were in interracial marriages or relationships. The Supreme Court upheld the government's decision, and the university operated as a for-profit school before regaining its 501 status in 2017, according to a news release on its website. With the United States population decline, the growth of vocational training programs, and decreasing confidence in higher education nationally, many institutions, public and private, are struggling financially, even with state and federal grants. Colleges and universities that go it alone without tax breaks or government aid have an even bigger disadvantage. Of the 99 higher education institutions that closed in 2023, 54 were for-profit private institutions. 17 were private four-year schools. 15 were public two-year schools. 7 were private two-year schools. And 2 were public four-year schools. Additionally, 4 certificate programs closed, 3 public and 1 private, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. The fight between Trump and Harvard stems from a series of executive orders prohibiting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in higher education and a mandate to combat campus antisemitism in accordance with the 1964 Civil Rights Act and a 2023 Supreme Court decision. The wealthiest schools were investigated, and several of them, including Harvard, were accused of allowing anti-Semitic activities on campus in the wake of the terrorist group Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. the Trump administration initially froze more than $2.2 billion in grants and contracts, most of which were related to Harvard's medical and scientific research, and threatened to cut off billions of dollars more if the university did not satisfy a list of conditions for ending DEI and addressing campus antisemitism. Harvard refused to comply, and Trump posted on social media his first of two threats to revoke the university's tax-exempt status. The university filed a federal lawsuit against the administration after the latter threatened to block nearly $9 billion in grants and contracts, asking the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts to unfreeze the money already withheld and prevent future cuts based on the conditions it listed. Trump suggested on April 30th that Harvard receive no more federal grants. 2 days later, he posted on Truth Social, "We are going to be taking away Harvard's tax-exempt status. It's what they deserve." The institution has yet to respond to Trump's latest announcement. Harvard University spokesman Jason Newton previously said that losing tax-exempt status would endanger the university's educational mission. It would result in diminished financial aid for students, abandonment of critical medical research programs, and lost opportunities for innovation, he told the Epoch Times via email. The unlawful use of this instrument more broadly would have grave consequences for the future of higher education in America. Kim Herman, executive director of the Southeastern Legal Foundation, said that with a court battle between Harvard and the president now in play, those who defend the status quo of higher education in this country should be reminded that just 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that Harvard cannot admit or deny students admission on the basis of race. The foundation has litigated several cases involving DEI in education. Herman said this means there is no reason to doubt that the federal government will prevail again, regardless of whether the issue involves federal grants or revocation of IRS tax-exempt status. Even though Harvard's complaint notes that the federally funded research programs have no connection to the events of campus antisemitism, she said, "A university that is discriminating by race or national origin and allowing a hostile environment should not be receiving money from U.S. taxpayers. You cannot make an accounting entry into where discrimination is occurring," Herman told the Epoch Times. If the facts pan out, if Harvard continues to discriminate based on skin color, a great case. The Epoch Times reached out to Harvard for an updated response. Correction: a previous version of this article misstated the legal structure of the University of Phoenix. The Epoch Times regrets the error.